This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning Vladimir Putin's move to suspend Russia's participation in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The so-called New START treaty was already on life support, given Russia canceling talks aimed at salvaging the pact. Putin has now pulled back. The president was in Poland, meeting with counterparts from NATO's eastern flank, pledging the U.S. will stay at their side as Putin's Ukraine invasion continues.
You're the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict.
Saying it's not just Ukraine, it's freedom itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine as the world's body's General Assembly met in a special session 2 days before the anniversary of Moscow's attack.
That invasion is an affront to our collective conscience. It is a violation of the United Nations Charter and international law. It is having dramatic humanitarian and human rights consequences, and the impact is being felt far beyond Ukraine.
Guterres called the anniversary a grim milestone for the people of Ukraine and for the international community. An Israeli army raid killed 11 Palestinians, including a teenager, Wednesday. The Palestinian Health Ministry said the deadliest escalation in the occupied West Bank since 2005. More than 80 Palestinians suffered gunshot wounds, the ministry said in what the Israeli army called a counter-terrorism operation, spurring international concern and calls for calm. This is VOA News. Kenya's tourism ministry says earnings jumped 83% last year as the sector recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic. Tourism revenue is expected to more than double over the course as
the tourism sector increased to more than $2.1 billion last year. That's a gigantic leap from the $1.16 billion earned in 2021, when the pandemic was holding down international travel. 16% of the visitors last year arrived from America, according to the ministry, about 12% from Uganda and 10% from the United Kingdom. The impact of COVID-19 in 2020 brought Kenya's tourism industry to a screeching halt, with more than 2 million people losing their jobs at the time. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
Nigerians will vote Saturday in what could be their most credible and close electoral contest since military rule ended nearly a quarter of a century ago, amid fears that a close poll may be disputed and trigger even more violence and chaos. All candidates signed a peace pledge on Wednesday, promising to seek redress through the courts for any grievances.
Let me remind all Nigerians, not for the first time, that this is the only country we have, and we must do everything to keep it safe, united, and peaceful.
Nigeria President Muhammadu Buhari at the signing in the capital Abuja, adding, quote, there should no be no riots or acts of violence after the assignment of the election results. The powerful earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria will take a huge reconstruction operation at a scale never seen before, a top European Union official said on Wednesday. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
The European Commissioner for Neighborhood and Enlargement, Olivier Varhaei, made the comment during a visit to Ankara.
We are all shocked by the horror the people of Turkey has to go through. And we are with the Turkish people. And this is why we are here. We are here to help, because we care, because we are friends, because we are allies.
An international donors conference scheduled for March in Brussels will aim to mobilize funds from the international community to support Turkey and Syria following the quake. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Ecuador's Attorney General on Wednesday said she will ask for charges against former President Lenin Moreno and 36 others for alleged corruption surrounding the construction of the country's largest hydroelectric plant between 2009 and 2018. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.